voices they burst from the boxes. A rainbow of colors flashed by. Peter's 2 inches behind us, he's got a grammar turn. And I wondered just where he would fly.
Woof woof. Sports betting on Chasers. Green light on, bunnies rolling. Paddy Gashagan here, your host with Andrew Gunner. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, mate.
You're giddy, aren't you?
Just going through the paces, mate.
But no, you're not.
I must say, let's get the elephant out of the room. About 24 weeks. Jeez, I've had a little pop there in the old
good alarms. To know they're still dropping.
About 24 weeks ago, I tasked you with the job when Rhino, the great man, left us. It's taken a long time.
It has.
But we can finally announce that there will be a new man just sort of manning the microphones for weeks and weeks to come. Welcome to the great man from the north part of Ireland, even though not the Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, the northern part of there. Kenny has arrived in the Non-Chaser studio. How are you, Ken?
Not too bad. Don't think we have to get too political about Northern Ireland on a Greyhound podcast.
we can if you want.
Don't get talking on the political sort of ups and downs of Ireland. It probably won't. Anyway, how have you been, man? How's it feel? How long have you been at Sportsbet? Just so we know a bit about you.
I've been here about 2.5 months. I think Ryan Rossborough gave me a text one day, says there's a job with Sportsbet. It was like, really nice to get working with Ryan again, and he left the week before I arrived.
So, that bastard.
Pig by name and pig by nature. So you knew Ryan? So yeah. You're good mates with him over there? Is all he sort of says he does true, or what's the guy?
I work with him in another company back home, Paddy Power.
Yep. We're not Paddy Power, don't we?
We do. That's generally where our wages are sourced from, ultimately. So, yes, Paddy Power, great company.
But yeah, did a bit of work with him. Decent enough tipster, I'm guessing. I don't know about his Aussie stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, wife and kids jobs, questionable.
He claimed to be the king of Dapto. He did probably have 15 wife and kids jobs throughout the series. But he did get it on the $1 million chase.
He did.
I think he tipped the trifecta. He said exactly what was going to happen. He had some sort of weird obsession with track bias.
He did.
So if you've got that, then we might have to have a chat off air.
Any track bias at Cannington from what you've experienced so far?
They've been getting a lot of rain there.
Here we go. It's an Irish thing. It's definitely an Irish thing.
I must also get this off the top. Trombone Park, is it still turning it into redevelopments, or what's the go up there in Ireland?
Drumbo?
Yeah, not trombone, as Paddy likes to call it.
It's Trombone Park.
I've never been. I'm sure Ryan sang it up, but I always thought it was a bit of a kip, so I wouldn't really go near it. So.
Bit of a kip. Ooh. His first little mannerism just picks through the microphone. Hey, what was the other thing that Ryan always carried on about? The thing where he went and drank 15 gallons of Guinness and the coursing.
Yeah. That's massive for everyone, isn't it, Kenny?
It's pretty
all you Irish lads.
Big back home, but again, it's nothing. I would never have kept greyhounds.
What does this guy do? He's a greyhound trainer, a greyhound lover. He doesn't go to the greyhounds.
So another interesting part of Kenny's life is tell us about your old man's involvement with greyhounds.
Well, it'd be more of a family thing. Like my dad and my uncle, they keep a few dogs.
Well, 747 dogs kept in the kennels. Oh, the Kenny kennels.
I did a head count and there's about 126 dogs there. Probably about 2 half decent ones though. So
this is your old man and his mum, and sorry, your old man and your mother, and they are greyhound trainers.
Yeah, my old man and my uncle and a few cousins and stuff. Big greyhound family.
There you have it. We picked him out, hand-picked him from the northern part of Ireland. And
we brought
him over here into the sweatbox of a studio, and we're stuck with him.
I can see Kenny's been sent over by the family to make the Antipodean trek, and maybe a few other whites will follow behind him, and who knows, there might be a whole Irish setup here because they race for a lot more money here, don't they, mate?
Yeah, first thing I noticed is that you don't pay to race here.
No.
Which is a massive plus.
How much do you pay in Ireland?
It's not much. I think it's like, depends on the track, would be anything between 20 to 50 quid.
Jeez, there'd be a few trainers up in Ipswich area who wouldn't like having to pay to go to the track.
That'd
be
a,
They'd be going backwards financially otherwise. Hey.
And then you win a race and they give you a pack of chips and a reach around. So
more or less, yeah.
So much better off here.
Have you had a chance to get down to any local tracks or eateries or watering holes, Kenny?
I was in Sandown for the Sandown Cup.
Yep.
Thoughts? It was a decent track. There was good racing that night. Yep. We backed a few winners. It always helps. There was a few big guns that night. Neil Cleo, Dinah Chancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Meadows then 2 weekends ago. I think we had...
Did you go with Gunner? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. So you can vouch for me that he would not speak to anyone. He thought he was king of the crop out there. people star-spotted him for being on the show and they wanted to go and have a chat to him and then he just wouldn't give him nothing. I hope you don't do that, Kenny. You're going to be the people's man of the show. Hey, let's talk.
But everyone that meets, so Kenny shook a few hands and met a few out there.
So, a personal man, mate. He's standing here. He gave me a nice firm handshake. Looked me in the eye. You don't do that. You look at the ground, mate, and sort of twitch your knee and keep your hands in your pockets.
All I was going to say was that all the Aussies that are interested in greyhounds, when they meet an Irish fellow like Kenny, all they want to know about is the coursing, don't they? They just absolutely love the coursing.
And my response is I haven't been in about 10 years. So.
Kenny, we'll get you back over there. All right, let's talk about Show Me the Money.
The one thing about coursing, Ryan always said, we asked what happened to the hare and he said to us, yeah, they release it back into the wild if it survives.
Into the wild with the rest of the lures.
All right, Show Me the Money. Like what you did there, you tried to just distract me so we didn't have to talk about your shocking selection from the weekend.
Happy to
now,
say that,
you were win. About, as Ryan would say, a bag of sand, a grand up.
Probably a bit more.
Yeah, and I think you are starting to really fledgle. You haven't picked a winner for a while.
Well, I don't have much competition, so I'm still in front. But
who did you go last week and fill us in what happened?
Cappy Morgan, jumped midfield, got shuffled back and didn't show much, the big fat dog. So, no dice,
the big fat. Myself, $50.
$50. I think if you turn Sky Racing on now, it'd be finishing.
Ridiculous. Hey, how's this? So I've moved into the new house.
Oh, have you really?
Moved into a new house. Same house, mate. It's all very nice. And the Foxtel man came to install the satellite on the roof.
Why?
Foxtel
why
being our sort of subscription
why
TV.
Why wouldn't you just get KO? It's cheaper and it's easier.
Well, let me get there. Anyway, I get the text from the housemate saying, Foxtel man can't put satellite on the roof due to a tree in the way. I was like, here we go.
Get the Healesville ground staff out.
It's not the first time a tree has caused me some serious angst.
Yep.
Anyway, so... it gives us a few options. Can you get cable or this? Nah, we can't do that. So we had to settle for a Telstra TV.
Okay.
That we got. Great. We've got live
TV. Sure, Telstra gave you a bargain.
We've got Foxtel. We've got all that. We paid the $100 to get it installed. I have every single channel except for Sky Racing 1 and Sky Racing 2. I actually have no idea what to do. If anyone out there can tell me how the hell I can get
Watch it Sky on your Racing. Phone.
Yeah, I can do that, but I'm a man who likes to bunk down in the couch, mate.
Yep.
Sit there on a Friday night, large crust peri-peri chicken pizza to my left and a nice frosty cold boy to my right and bed on
Where's
the dogs.
Where's Rufus?
Rufus is in his dog bed.
Okay.
Well, he actually didn't really like his dog bed that I bought him, so he opted to sleep on the ground. That's my dog, Kenny, for anyone playing at home. So what do I do? Any recommendation or?
Is it a smart TV?
TV. There is no way to hook up Sky Racing. In this day and age, I cannot get Sky Racing on the TV because the apps won't let you Chromecast into it or whatever, and it's just a crock.
You and your helly housemate are pretty good at bending the rules. Maybe you've got some tips.
I know a guy who sells boxes.
All right, well, I'll get my people to talk to your people and we'll move on. Obviously, Show Me the Money, disappointing one again. We'll bounce back. Gunner, let's quickly talk. Race the Dog, we're getting nearer.
Mm-hmm.
As this is the first time you're listening to the non-chasers, we are giving the opportunity to one punter to get involved in the podcast as well as Race the Dog. Around Melbourne Cup time, they'll run about 200 metres. The dog will run the 520 distance down there at Sandown, won't it, Gunner? And it'll be on for young and old. And if you win, you will walk away with 2,000 schmackos.
Yep, two bags.
Cha-ching. And also be involved in the podcast. I'll give you a nice firm handshake, look you in the eye. Gunner will look at the ground and you'll meet the great man, Kenny. So get around it. Get involved on the socials. There are a few people really sort of
getting in line. It's starting to ramp up a bit more. It's taken a while. But
to get there. So
don't be shy. Just get involved.
Gunner, Patrick. Any segments? Did you bring any of yours this week?
I think we've got too much to cover this week.
Was your job done just by bringing the Irishman?
That was definitely the number one and most difficult task this week. Well, and now he's here, I feel like job done.
We do promise a lot on this show, and we do get there. We did get Reynold Attard. We did get Kenny. Wasn't there some other Irish bloke that's coming down?
I think we'll get Paddy a chance to get involved next week.
Down here in the studio. Yep. That would be very hot.
The banter between those two when they disagree on one is like good listening. So,
all right, beautiful. Let's talk some greyhound racing.
All right, plenty of it.
All right, Gunnar and Kenny, let's talk some racing. The national finals. Fill us in for those playing at home. How's it worked? It's a bit of a window of time tomorrow night, being Thursday, where all around Australia the dogs are competing.
And New Zealand. Don't forget our friends across the Dutch.
For some serious prize money. So fill us in how it works, and then we'll rattle through. I think it's 14 races, so we need to get through it quickly.
So last week, heats were held where they needed to be to declare the final fields for the state level finals. Well, we talk state level in Australia, but New Zealand, theirs is obviously countrywide. So all the winners out of the heats for the sprint and the staying races tomorrow night will then culminate in Cannington in 2 weeks' time, I think it is, Kenny. And they'll have the finals there. So think state of origin with the Kiwis involved as well.
Like it. You know how we've got to get involved for that show? The Voice of the West.
We could. We'll absolutely.
Get him on the blower.
I'm sure if Pete's listening, he'd love to get involved.
Pete gets involved on the socials. He wants to race the dog.
Oh, maybe. He was excellent when we had him on for all the WA, for the Perth Cup, etc. So, maybe we'll get the great man involved again.
You talked New Zealand are involved. You two have clearly haven't been doing your job up there and haven't put the New Zealand race in the Sportsbet website.
It's just the way our system works. We can't do it until day of. So.
Only playing, but... Who, for those playing at home, who do you like in the New Zealand leg of the national series?
Well, you've really stuffed my order up here, you prick.
I like doing that. I told him I'd roll out with Albion Park and I've just thrown New Zealand at him.
Lucky I'm prepared on the run here. I think the two standouts in this race will, in the sprint version, well, they call it the middle distance final in New Zealand, but we'd call it the sprint final, will be Nature's Gent and Dinah Dave. I'm going to tip Dinah Dave in this one.
Very nice.
Yep, just as simple as
that.
Did
you cast your eye over the New Zealand dogs, Kenny, or did you just...
I haven't really. I've heard of this Dana dog and I've heard good things. It looks
That's good enough for me. Beautiful. The long distance, the Swift Fantasy Classic.
Yeah, so a dog that'll start.
Love to see her back out there.
Yes.
Out of retirement.
A dog that'll start short price favourite will be Dinah Weslin over there. Dog that came over to Australia in the last 12 months. So followers of the Grays Code will be familiar with it. It's been tailing up all its opposition there recently and don't see any reason why I wouldn't do so again.
Very nice, very nice. All right, so the winners of those dogs will jump on a Boeing 747 and head to Perth.
Yeah, I think the Kiwis have kicked in.
Have they got a chance, do you reckon, the New Zealand dogs? How do they stack up to the Aussie, pups?
The thing about a lot of the Kiwi dogs, the good ones over there, are expat Aussies. So they tend, because they have a lot of
grassroots greyhound racing in New Zealand not going too well.
Well, not to that extent, but you do see a lot of Aussies that aren't quite making the grade or they're not the most savage of chasers because they have finish on lure events over in New Zealand. It suits them a little bit more to spark them up. So a lot of particularly the sprint dogs, they are ex-Aussie dogs. So I don't think that they'll be doing any damage in that regard. Dinah Weslin, whilst I don't think it could win the overall distance event when it competes in the final at Cannington, it could definitely run top four.
Very good. All right, let's crack on to Albion Park, mate. We've got 12 races to go through here, so let's get absolutely...
12 races at Albion Park?
No, not Albion Park, around the country.
Okay.
All right, so let's rattle through them. The first, we'll start with race 5, 710 metres. Radar Gun is your favourite, $2.70. Miss Gingin, $2.90. And Stevic, $7. Any relation to Matt Stevic, AFL umpire? Do you know who Matt Stevic is, Kenny?
I have absolutely no
idea. I think you'd probably want to keep it that way. He is known, prone to a bad decision. there at in the AFL. But you know, I used to be a teacher at my school. So
really?
Be careful.
I wonder why you're getting stuck in. Yeah.
Pinged me a detention once for playing Bubble Trouble on the computer. Remember that
Bubble
game?
Bubble Trouble?
No, it was just one of those games. Anyway, we digress. Albion Park, race 5. What do you got for us?
Umpires around the world not having a great run of it at the moment,
no,
are they?
No.
Maybe we might see Alim Dar do the score review Wilson for the AFL last week.
13 DRS decisions overturned. 13! Anthony Hudson voice.
You got no idea what we're talking about, do you, Kenny? That's all right, keep it that way, mate. It's better for your sanity. So one thing that I love about the Nationals, and we've seen it here in Queensland, but we haven't seen it so much in the other states, is RJ Lockie in this race is a Rockhampton dog trained by Darren Taylor, who trains winners for fun up there. Him and Willie Boone up at Rockhampton. Boone. Yeah, Boone.
Daz and Boone.
Yeah, drank 45 cans on a plane flight from London once, apparently, Willie Boone.
It's actually 52.
Whatever.
Know your Australian history, mate.
So great to see the Queensland side of things dragging in dogs outside of the metro area. This is a really good race. I think the eight's really well drawn. It could get brought across by the dogs in box 4 and 5. So if you're liking a favourite in this one, I'd say the 8 over the 1. But Bago Bluff is $13. Rashida is $7. Flyaway Barb is $11 and will lead this one. I'd be taking one of those because I reckon they could roll the favourites in this.
Very good. All right, can we go to the next race? Or genuinely will be here till Christmas.
Righto.
Race 6. Kenny, have you got anything on Albion Park, or you're more of a West Coast operator? I like that. Number 6, just give us your tip because we have plenty.
Yeah, it's really hard to tip against the 7 here. Recall loves the wide draw. If you wanted something at double odds, I think Brandy Alexander in the 8 will follow it across.
Very nice. Dam Slippery. $3.60.
Yeah, your mate Dan the Dam.
Very good. All right, mate, we're going to Cannington. We're going to Kenny's homeland.
Yep,
in
so get Kenny to kick us off this one.
Kenny, kick us off. Race 1, Reedy's Runner is a $1.70 favourite with us. Back on Lava, $4, Incredible Hero, $7, Grace Alley, $7.50, Alan Mike, $12, and Fantastic Ghost, $15. Who do you like, Kenny, my man?
Unfortunately, I fancy the short price 5. Grace Alley's going to lead this one up. This dog's led up West on Augie in the past.
I like a 5 dog, man.
He's been swallowed up by Back on Lava and Incredible Hero in his last couple of races. We could nearly take out 4 and 2. 2 hasn't been performing lately.
It's about 8, isn't it, Alan Mike?
Yeah. But this 8 dog, Reddy's Runner, it absolutely flies home. If it gets a clear run, it's going to beat these dogs by about half a second.
Ooh, very nice. Cannington. That's how you do it, Jana. You step up, you know, and you just plop it out like that and you give a tip. And that, I bet you, that would be a winning tip to get him off the mark yourself. Do we need your analysis?
I think eight's the best star in the race as well. I thought the 7 might be up on the speed early, so I'd a bit of odds, I'd tip it.
Beautiful. All right, Cannington race 2 over 520 metres. Premium share, Picket Fence operator. $2 favourite, Kenny.
Victory,
who do you
pickets.
Like?
This is probably the most open race of all the national races, would it be fair to say?
Of the sprints or sprints and distance in together?
Kenny doesn't muck around, mate. If he says it's even, it means the whole bloody thing.
The distance race at Albion, I reckon that's a really open race. That's my tip.
There we go.
But opinions
just
are like...
Just put him back in his place, Kenny, mate. Just
opinions are like armpits. Everyone's got one and some of them stink.
Give us your best.
I ran this race about 100 times and I'm coming out with a different winner every time.
There's only 8 dogs in there, mate.
Yeah, but you can get different winners each time, over and over again.
Okay.
Trap 5 premium share is the 5. I think he's badly boxed here. He doesn't bomb out, but he's got massive early gears once he gets going.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the slingshot dog's got too much earlies. Weston Augie might move slightly right, which will just leave the gaps blocked up for him. This 2-dog Starlight Yo-Yo can absolutely bomb the lids. This is well drawn. The 1 mightn't get way the clearest, and I think this is the bet for the week.
Very nice. Number 2, Starlight Yo-Yo.
Yeah.
$4. There you have it. Why don't you do a little Reedy's Runner into Starlight Yo-Yo double? The Kenny touch, the luck of the Irish.
We'll turn this into Aquatic at some stage.
Look at that. I like it. He just steps up to the plate and bangs it out. Home run. All right, Gunnar, your little take on race 2?
Yeah,
I think our man to the right has nailed it, though.
Yeah, we'll get accused of cheating here because I thought the slingshot Gypsy is really strong early. I thought it had cut off 5's nose. early on, and the four would give it enough trouble to cut it out and see it out the back. But I'm sticking with my old mate, Weston Augie.
Very good.
For those that have got short memories, this is the bloke that won the whole box and dice last year at the Nationals at Sandown. So tipping my little mate to bounce back in this one and represent WA again.
No chance. I'm going with the Irishman. All right. We go to Angle Park, South Australia. The National Roadshow just sort of rolls around the country. Race 4, sorry, is not involved in the...
yes, it is.
You've buggered me. Is it? Race 4?
Yep.
731 metres.
That's the national final, isn't it?
It is. My bad. Master Chaos, $2.90. Favourite, Saldana, $4.20. West on Bamboo. And my boy, Bean, third line of betting. Kenny, you got any take on this one, mate?
Well, come on for the next one.
Oh, he's
saving himself.
He chooses his battles. Yeah. All right, Gunner.
Yeah, this race is lower than Shark Shit. So with zero confidence, I'm tipping the four in this one.
Okay. Lower than Shark Shit.
No offence to South Australian racing, but come on. I mean, this is not fair dinkum.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully they won't progress and do very well in the finals at Cannington. All right, race 6.
No, I hope they do well, but I can't see it based on this.
All right. Race 6, Fantastic Yankee out of the 5. Kenya Chase, $2.60. Looks to be a two-dog race. Ebby Lamar, $4.60. And Victor Caleb, if he gets in, Star Anise, $7.
Your favourite drink is in box 2. UDLs.
Where?
Box 2, UDL.
UDL, that is fantastic. UDL spelt YOUDELL.
Now, see, that is a good one because its mum was called Cocktail Party. Now, see, you don't see that very often.
That is incredible. I think I might just have to put a little circle around UDL for a segment later in the show.
Owned and trained by Matty Lloyd and Paddy Garshagan, that
Lordo.
One.
Who have you got? Kenny? Please tell me it's UDL.
Trap one here. He finished second to Fantastic Yankee last week. He came out about a length behind him, took a few bumps, didn't get a clear run. I just think the switch up in the draw this week, he's in trap one now. Fantastic Yankee's not great, and a great draw in trap 5.
Very good.
And I think he can overturn him here. I think he's $4.80.
Favourites, Gunner, who have you gone with?
We've got a rule on this show that if you say fantastic, you have to say it like Rhino used to. So you have to say fantastic.
Right.
Well, that's gone down like a lead balloon. We're going to skip you because I think.
I was going to have to be a man of my own rules there. But
anyway. He nailed it at Angle Park. All right, Launceston, race 5 and 6. The beautiful thing about these nationals, Kenny and Gunner, is they're all around the same time. So if you are watching on Thursday night on the couch. Unfortunately, I won't be able to. But if you are watching around...
Why won't you be able to?
I haven't got Sky Racing until this issue gets debunked.
Otherwise, you can watch it, you idiot.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to watch it. But it's all around the same time. So if you are an avid
national
follower...
Get down the pub,
actually socialise. Then you can get around it. So
might find a nice bloke who wants to go home with you.
Okay, very good. I like it. All right, Launceston, race 5. Dalhouse, $2.05. You know who that is, Kenny?
Not a clue.
Place for July.
Number 40. Crips Dusty, 13.
Lukey Smellgrass.
Yeah, the Crips Dusty, obviously the owner's getting a little bit confused who they actually support there. Country Psycho, $7. Brunelli Jacob, $2.60. Now, off air, you weren't saying this is particularly strong, Gunner. Is that correct?
Yep. So I've got two nominations. So this is the national distance final for Tassie, and I've got two nominations for Cat Dog here.
Wow.
So, do you want to sing the intro?
No, save Cat Dog for after the ad break.
So, Major Mint here in box 2, it's had 45 runs in a row without a win.
I just said save it for
But I'm doing the race, mate.
Oh, okay, fine.
Stylish Russell in box 4, it's had 34 runs with no win. So, your little one that you put up in the first week of the show, I've trumped you.
Okay, you've trumped me.
I've trumped you in
we'll
a race that goes
but
to
just
a group 1 final.
Give us a tip
final.
For Launceston.
What am I tipping you? I don't know if I could tip anything, to be honest.
All right,
beautiful. I'm gonna tip Brunelli Jacob from box 1. I think the swap around in draws from what it's recently been doing, it'll get the job done.
Sweet. Kenny, you want to give us a tip in race 6, mate?
We're just going to go random here and go for Be Like Bill.
Be Like Bill, $3.50, luck of the Irish, I love it. Launceston, that's all you get, sorry. Wenty Park, proper stuff now. Some proper good dogs going around.
Right, what? We've done race 6, have we?
Yeah.
Oh, righto.
Kenny's efficient.
Like I'm tipping Leonard's boy at big odds.
Okay, good. All right, Wentworth Park, Jamala Jet, $3.10. Good odds, Harada, $3.20. Good odds, Buddy, $6.50. Millie Nismo, $7. Sorry, Scott, $7. Corborn Marty, $7.50. Bogan Dooney, $9. If we get there, who do you like, Gunner?
If we get there?
if they get in the race. Bogan Dooney, he was wearing a Nigerian flag.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
He gets in the race.
Your obsession with the reserve runners.
Mate, I'm just reading out the field, mate. There's a 9-1 chance.
Number one, good old Serrata. Beautiful draw for this dog. I think it'll either lead or poke up second and stick to the rail and win.
Very nice. All right, the second race?
I have to tip the old girl here, Ebby Ripper.
Ooh, how about you, Kenny? You like any of these? Poco Dorado. Does that make waves over in Ireland? Blue Moon Rising, Ebby Ripper.
I think Poco's the one in this race, yeah. I fancy that one dog in the first race as well, the good odds dog. Just seems well drawn, so.
Very good. Now, can you do us a favour, and for everyone listening to the non-chasers, we've missed this pronunciation. Can you please read out number six, please?
Kanzan?
Oh, it's not as good as I was hoping for.
Yeah, I think I think the rhino sort of just hammered it up a bit. Oh, on dog pronunciation, we've argued long and hard about Seneca, etc. So we had it confirmed last week how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny's man from the home country, Paddy, he tells us that is an Irish word, and I think it's an Irish storyteller or an Irish poet. That's what it means.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Pronounced Shanachie?
Yeah, Shanachie. Yeah. Yep. So there you go.
I had to ask you there. I don't
know. not enough dragons in that story for my liking, Gunnar. I'm sorry, mate. The Meadows. Let's go to it. Race seven. We're finally there. Tornado Tears is back in the winning books in good ways. $1.35 favourite. Dinah Chance at $4.20. Rajasthan, $8.50. Blue Shadow, $10. Pepper Tide, $23. If it gets in the race, well, it will because it's in box one. Who do you like?
If it gets in the race. Anything, Kenny?
Yeah, Tornado Tears just wins this. I think the last time we ran, we went out to the Meadows with a bag of money to back against them, and we came back with a bag. So.
Yes. Yep. Bag of sand.
No, we came back with nothing.
Yeah, just a bag. An empty
one. Really?
Yeah, an empty one.
What, so not, you didn't back him when he won?
No, we're betting against him.
Oh, you are
a peanut. We didn't like him.
You are a peanut. Well, moral of the story, don't bet against Tornado Tears.
That's right.
Superstar. Should win $1.35. Open $1.28. Slight little drift. Went out to $1.50, but the sports bet punter said, give me that. And it's now back into $1.35. All right, the last race. It feels like this has gone marathon distance. Black Opium is your favourite, $2.25. A genuine star of a dog. Orson Allen, $2.60. Dinah Paddy, Hone In. Jerome Bale, Sustain the Rage. Rico Ablett, Schnags McKenzie. This is a cracker. This is probably the best race of the lot, isn't it?
No doubt about that. This is a lot of the dogs at the pointy end here are worthy of a Group 1 final themselves, but unfortunately there's going to be a couple that miss out. Orson Allen will be in the final regardless, whether he wins or not. As he is the top-seeded dog, he'll get the wild card. Just a cracking race.
Very good.
And it's really the odds that they are. It's really hard to tip. I'm going to tip Sustain the Rage in box two on an each way basis. This dog's really hit and miss. And look, if he runs what he did last week, he's going to be no chance of winning or placing. But if he finds some form that he's had in the last five or six runs, he could run a cheeky race at big odds. So I'll tip it each way.
Very nice, Kenny. Anything?
I do like Trapeate here, Black Opium. I think the only issue here is that he might get into a bit of a ding-dong battle with the Uller 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this might be a risk to Bickle for an outsider. I haven't really looked at them, so I'll just stick with Gunner and say whatever he said.
He put himself up on the pedestal to knock you down and then he aggraded you.
Well, one thing I will say about this race is that Dinah Paddy often gets forgotten in these big races. I think the market will really hone in. Oh, sorry. Pardon the pun. I think the market will really drill down on Black Opium and Orson Allen.
Yep.
If Dinah Paddy gets the blows and she starts getting out to a $6 like a $6 quote, I'd definitely be throwing something on her because she wasn't disgraced last week. So Delish. Don't forget about her.
We can go down, can go up for air now, mate. 14 races is too many for my liking.
Needed sweatbands.
We're finally through it. All right, wrapping it up. We've finally got through one of the marathon sessions. I think that's the record of most races covered in non-chasers history, and I dare say we won't be doing it again. But well,
we need to do it justice, mate. It's a good series,
big series. The beautiful thing about the non-chasers, Gunner, is you get the little shit talk at the start. We get to have a bit of fun, and then in the middle section, if you are just here for the tips, you just go to the middle section and you listen to that, and then we wrap it up with a bit of cat dog and a bit of dog food today. Did you bring any segments today? No, you didn't, did you?
No.
No.
Didn't need to.
Quickly, I'm going to put our man on the spot here. Have you Are you familiar with what a boom dog is, Kenny? An up-and-coming dog. Have you got one for us?
There's a dog that's just gone to Western Oz from Victoria's at all called It's a Riot.
Ooh.
He's gone to the Crudelli Kennel. He ran last week for the first time in his debut in WA. He's run in Vic. He's done 29.60 in Sandown. He finished second last week, but I'm assuming he wouldn't be fresh.
Yep.
I think he's a good bet this weekend.
Boomdog. I like that. Oh, man. That's a much better boomdog than you'll ever do, mate.
You put the little stinger in for me last week. I did. Like that.
Yeah, I did.
It's good. I shit myself when I was listening to it, but it was good.
Cat dog. Alone in the world is a little cat dog.
Yeah, I've already smashed you this week.
I know, but now that we're in the proper area to talk about cat dog, give us who it was, because I've forgotten already. And we've got some social nominations.
Yeah, you go through those and I'll find these.
Well, mate, we're going to have a bit of dead air here because I'm going through it. So, you tell me yours and I'll...
So Major Mint, I found it had 45 runs between drinks.
45, so that's a new benchmark. What's that called?
Major Mint? I think the one that you've got smashes that. And so Major Mint and Stylish Russell, that are both in the national distance in Tassie, believe it or not, somehow they get a start with that sort of record. So 45 runs between drinks and 34 runs between drinks. Hello to the owners out there. Hope you're well.
Here we go. I'm going to raise you your Major Mint and give you a Kinloch County. Where's that? Out of curiosity, in Ireland?
County Kinloch?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. His sire is Kinloch Bree, I would guess.
Silly. Okay, well, an aptly named dog has an aptly named record. 70 races between wins. That is the benchmark for... Yep. Cat dog.
So that one was nominated last week and it was also running... During the week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think... Who did put that suggestion?
That was from the boys at Punters HQ.
Okay.
Thanks, boys. Get involved. The Dish King getting plenty and...
Yeah, Dish King. I think his full-time job is Twitter.
Well, they get stuck into you and I love nothing more than that, so it's good fun. All right, so Cat Dog
is out of the way. Between Mick Floyd's political coverage, he's really going for Laurie Oakes's job, I reckon.
Well, Kinloch County... is your cat dog leader.
There you
71,
go.
71.
That's not going to be beaten, is it?
Well, unless if anyone out there has found a dog that is more than 71 races between wins, I would like to hear it.
Unless the Attard boys blow the dust off the Attard Chronicles and start getting a few of theirs out, I reckon that's the winner.
Very good. All right, I'm straight. Dog food. Brought to you by Chum Dog Food.
Ach, Chum is so chumpy. You get carved.
Kenny, this is played. Are you a cricket fan, by any chance?
I refuse to watch it. to a good start.
I had my bets hoping that this would really strike a chord. The Irish playing good cricket almost beat England in the lead up to...
How were they playing good cricket?
They played a test match against England and rolled them for 70.
They were set 130 in the fourth innings and they fell 102 runs short. How is that good cricket?
No, they're more the one day. They don't stay as the five-day journey. Quite evidently. But they rolled England for 80 and that's enough to get
And they got smashed. It's a shit-ass result. Let's face it. God.
Okay.
They're known more for that cheese-wheeling competition that they have once a year.
The cheese-wheeling competition is in Gloucester. I used to live out near there, so I didn't partake. But people literally run down that hill and snap their
chase
legs
cheese.
And chase cheese. And you know what the winner gets?
I don't know. Cheese.
The cheese. You know what I'm talking about, the Gloucester cheese roll. When they
see,
roll
all
the hill,
Irish people get that look on their face and they deny it like it never happens.
It's not. It's in England.
Yeah, it's in England.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's all the same.
No, it's not. It's in England. Gloucester cheese roll, look it up. I've 100% been there. People run down and they have all the hay bales down the bottom and there's genuinely about 15 ambulances because people step in potholes and flip over and go head over
biscuit. Yeah, it's insane, like.
It is. Anyway, I'm trying to explain dog food. This is how it works. I say a name and this is Ashes related. This game of dog food. So it is either the name of a racing dog or a former racing dog in Australia, or it is something to do with the Ashes.
Do you know what the Ashes is?
It's Australia playing England in cricket.
Right. Good start. Yeah. I'm going to give him a point for that. I'm going to give him a point off the top. Little handicap.
Am I playing this or
yes,
is it just
cancer? So okay. we just test the buzzers. We test your buzzers with a gunner.
Gunner.
And your little buzzer just a...
Kenny.
Kenny. Very good.
Rhino.
Dog or Ashes related name, number one. Ashes.
Gunner. Cricket term.
No.
You can't call a dog Ashes. That's brutal.
There is a dog out there called Ashes.
That is brutal.
It actually had one crack at racing in 2011. Have a guess where.
I don't know. Le Pond Funerals.
Ipswich.
Leave Ipswich alone, mate.
Ran in the pink rug.
There was a horse that ran around that used to be called taxidermy. Yeah. Like, you cannot call an animal Ashes or taxidermy.
Came eighth by 25 lengths. That was all. That was enough. 2-0 to Kenny. He gets your point because you failed.
Number two. How that works.
Reverse swing. The buzzer's not working here. What's going on here?
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, yes, Kenny, take it away.
I thought I missed something there and that was an actual question. I was like, what?
Is reverse swing a dog or a Ashes-related term?
We'll go for dog.
It is. He is so much better than you, Gunner. It's not funny. Registered in 1996. Never made the racetrack, poor old reverse swing. But he's registered in the Greyhound recorder, so Kenny gets the points. Thank you. 3-0. Number three, Sandpaper Smithy.
Kenny. Dog.
Yes, it's 4-1. It is. It won the other day, actually. It's a current racing dog. Had four starts, one on debut at $25. Sandpaper Smithy out of the yellow rug, Gunner. At Ipswich.
Excellent.
You wouldn't believe. Number four, Cow Corner. Hey, mate, is your buzzer working over there, mate?
That's all right. Kenny can have a go.
Yeah, have a go. What do you mean? You're just shouldering arms, mate. This is it. What's going on? You really are.
Shouldering arms, so I'm going to go dog.
No, it's not showing ours. Cow Corner.
Gunner.
Yep.
I'm going to go Ashes turn.
It is. Well done. 4-1 to you. Number five, all in vain, Gunner, because you can't win. Return the urn.
No, what are you looking at me for, mate? Gunner.
Am I missing something here? The buzz is not working. It's not very difficult.
Gunner.
Yep.
I'm going to go, that's a dog.
Yeah, no, it's not Ashes related turn. So Kenny wins 4-0. First crack at dog food. That is how you do it. Just going to make sure that those buzzers work next week because that was slightly weird.
You sabotaged my segment last week. I'm going to sabotage all yours in future.
Well, that's not the way to do it. All right? And don't be bitter just I'm because this man
I'm is, a vindictive prick, so.
Is smarter than you. Let's talk Show Me The Money. It's our tip of the week, Kenny. We're going to lead off with you. Show Me The Money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
That it's a riot dog I mentioned earlier. Can we multi these up?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
You can go for broke, and I like your style.
Yeah. So race five, it's a riot. It's at Cannington tomorrow night.
Yep.
And race eight, trap one, Romario. This dog's been crying out for a cherry, so get these in the double.
So say again. Sorry, let me write that down.
Race five, Cannington.
Yep.
It's a riot in trap four.
Yep.
And race eight, Cannington, trap one, Romario.
Race 8, Romario. Look at that. He steps onto the platter, mate, and goes bang!
Romario.
Gunner, who are you getting on?
I am going to go Fly Away Barb each way, Albion Park, at the $11.
Nice. Good stuff. Well, you know where I'm going? I'm listening to my man, Kenny.
I thought you were going to go UDL for sure.
Well, I was, but I actually couldn't remember where the race was. So
Angle Park.
All right. I'll go UDL. Where is it? Angle Park. $100 full strength bet on UDL. There you have it. Show me the money. I need to strike. That's it. Like, listen, subscribe. Kenny, debut. How do you think you went, mate?
It's been a pleasure. It's been the best day of my life.
I'm glad. Unfortunately, the best part of the week has to finish now. You have to head upstairs and sit next to the man who sits on a... All reports sitting on his medicine ball a lot lately, your exercise ball.
What do you say?
No, I'm hearing a few things that you seem to sit on that quite a bit.
God, you make up so much shit. I don't know how you remember all the lies that you tell.
Like, listen, subscribe. Kenny was great. We'll have him back next week. Gunnar, thank you for coming on.
We'll have another two listeners this week.
We will.
Mm. Kenny's mum.
The parents. Get him involved. Spread the podcast far and wide. Maybe if your parents can share it to the 126 owners of it, we might quadruple our numbers in one go. Now, very good. That's it. Like, listen, subscribe. You know the rest. We're on everywhere. iTunes, CastBox, your favourite. We say it every week. Spotify.
Yep.
And most importantly, Gunner, if you are having a punt on the Greyhounds, please do so in a responsible manner. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate.
Bye. Do we need to fly?